Hey everybody, and welcome to Authors and Dragons, where a group of comedic fantasy writers get together and try to make it through a whole game of Pathfinder without accidentally dying. Let's see if we pull it off this week. As always, the odds do not look great.
Hi, I'm John Harkness, and I'll be playing the role of Fandingo the Fantastical, combat useless but very attractive bard and rock and roll fiend. In real life, or what passes for it around this place, I'm the author of the Quincy Harker Demon Hunter novella series, the Bubba the Monster Hunter series, and the Black Knight Chronicles urban fantasy series. And I will be appearing at RavenCon this coming weekend, so if you're anywhere near Williamsburg, Virginia, come out and see me.
Hi, I'm Rick Gualtieri, and I play the role of Silas Kane / the Mysterious Arrow of the Gods. You've never seen them in the same room together at the same time. In real life, I write the Tome of Bill horror comedy series, including The Last Coven, which is out now, the grand finale. And coming soon, I have a couple books in the works, Lycan Moon, an urban fantasy retelling of Beauty and the Beast, and Get Bent, a new urban fantasy trilogy.
Hello, my name is Robert Bevan. I play the role of Klaus Richter, the Notorious Rogue. In real life, I write the Caverns and Creatures series of comedy, fantasy, lit RPG novels and short stories, starting with the first book, Critical Failures.
Hi there, I'm Steve Weberall. I play Brandon Fymaster, a deeply self-obsessed monk. In real life, I write the comedy fantasy series, The Doomsayer Journeys.
I'm Drew Hayes. I am the author of books like Superpowers, NPCs, and Fred the Vampire Accountant. Normally I am the GM. Tonight I'm just here for tech support and maybe guest voices if needed. And this week, we are not sponsored by Too Many Mimosas. Too Many Mimosas, turning a hangover cure into a fresh hangover in an endless cycle at brunches all over the world. Try it yourself today.
Hi, I'm Emily Kaplan. I write under the name E.M. Kaplan. I usually write humorous mysteries, and I also write fantasy. I'm the guest DM today, GM today, and I am also sponsored by Showing Up Drunk.
Excellent.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
Tonight I'm sponsored by red wine and a solo cup.
It's the true requirement of all GMs of this group, showing up drunk.
So I guess I will get right into it, if you guys don't mind. You made a joke last time about Steve filling in to be the game master and being the person who least knew the least of what was going on, but I think I'm going to lower the bar.
Sounds like what happens we're all about. On this podcast.
Yep. We're all about lowering the bar.
All right, so you have just left the last island, which I call Olive Country, or Harpy Town, and I'm going to take you through a little storm with your faithful cruise director Footstool. And there's been a little damage to the ship, so he's going to take you to the next island and ask you, he says, you buffoons need to get onto this island and get something rubbery, something gummy, something like that to fix our ship.
Can't we just use
I will hide Rob Weasley Jeremy.
Silas turns to Fandango. That's a good idea. Have you tried praying away the damage?
We have, but you're still stupid.
Your prayers are very sticky and gummy, but they are not holding up the ship. Okay, so he takes you in a rowboat out toward the nearest island, and ahead of you, you see a dark, gloomy island. It's very tropical. It's here. I think I have a little something for you. There you go.
Nice. Sound effects. Sweet.
Just happened.
That's a fucking immersion for you right there.
Okay.
So, your island this week is very tropical. It's raining, a lot of thunder, and it smells kind of bad. So, if you're at home listening to this podcast, if you could just remove your shoe and kind of take a whiff and maybe imagine some old lady perfume in it, that's what you're going to smell like.
This is super immersive. This is practically interactive now.
Okay, so your footstool has rowed you, or you have rowed footstool very close to the island. It's within sight. But before we get off this little rowboat, I'd like you to roll me a perception check.
Our first opportunity to fuck something up. Awesome.
Should we mention that Bjork isn't with us? That just occurred to me that he's not with us.
Klaus rolls a 10.
For a minute, I thought you said Bjork was doing whippets, and I was like, well, that's as good an excuse as any.
Yeah, that's why he's not in the boat.
He's doing whippets.
Well, if we all roll enough perception, maybe like you know, maybe we won't notice that he stayed behind.
Fendinger rolls a 16. So
Silas rolls a 12.
And Brandon Firemaster rolls a 15.
All right. So I'm going to be really mean and roll Bjorg pretty low. Because he's a big blue dude with a dick drawn on his forehead. So how could he be that perceptive in this case? Okay, so all of you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Brandon and Fandango have rolled high enough. You see a nice little plank walk, and you're going to take the little wooden walkway up to the shore, and you won't even get your feet dirty. Let's see here. Bjorg takes a header off the rowboat and lands in the mud, and it's going to be a really black mud that covers him from head to foot. And it'll cover up his blue skin. It'll cover up everything except for his eyes, which he opens, and they're going to be nice and white. And the rest of you are going to wade through the mud to the island. So you're about waist deep in the mud. And it's very black, and it pretty much has changed the color of your skin.
Yeah. Wait, so the mud's like, you know, pretty deep?
Yeah, it's about weight.
Okay, Silas is going to duck under the mud, quickly slip on his Arrow of the Gods mask, and then pop out.
Oh, God. Hey, wait, Silas is drowning. Oh, wait, Silas is drowning. Okay, never mind. As you were.
And in case anybody wonders, that's a 39 disguise check.
Not even bothering to roll.
Nah.
One moment, Silas goes under. And the mighty Arrow of the Gods emerges.
Hey, wait, if we nat 20 that roll, do we figure it out?
If you were vigilante, you could probably add 20 to that roll.
No, if we natural 20.
Yeah, I guess so.
Natural 20 to figure out the arrow?
Yeah. Go for it, Fandango. You can do it.
Not really, but why not?
You can unlock the secret.
He's now actually not the Arrow of the Gods. He just looks like Mud Man.
Oh, he looks like that thing from Dogma. Fandango did not roll a natural 20 for his perception check.
Okay, so you're trudging to the shore of this very gloomy, rainforesty island. And everything just feels very wet, dripping. And on the shore, waiting for you, someone has spied you, and you get closer, you get right close to her, and you see that it's a female. She's about 4 feet tall. She's wearing animal skins of some kind that also look very sleek because everything in this climate just looks dripping and kind of gross. And she looks at you.
For those of you at home, you could piss yourselves.
Be sure to start with your head.
That's some sound advice.
Right. And she's laughing. She's pointing at you. She's laughing. And when you get close to her, you can see she has a little spear, like maybe 2 feet tall, 2 feet long. And she takes this spear and she bangs herself on the chest and she opens her arms wide in some kind of gesture.
Is she a dwarf? Or...
No, she's not a dwarf.
Does she want to be a dwarf?
Is she kind of hot? Ah, fuck it. Fendinga's going to run and hug her.
Excellent. She embraces Fandango and gives him a very sporty smack on the ass.
Well, hey there. Totally needs to be a skill check for seduction because I just aced that shit. Yeah, baby.
Brandon,
we're completely ignoring the fact that the last person that Fandango tried to sleep with turned out to be a harpy.
Yeah, I'm sure this time it will go really well. Brandon Fymaster takes a wary step back.
So, you come here often?
She laughs again, and she says, what are you doing here?
That depends. What do you want me to be doing here?
She says, yeah, that's good. That's very good. We're going to go eat first.
Okay, I'm good with that. You know, I'm all right. We can have a little foreplay. It's cool.
I detect evil on her. And since I actually can't detect evil anymore, I just take note of the fact that she's not wearing a holy symbol of Tuareg, she's probably evil.
Just a mudman glaring furiously at the stranger. I'd just like to say this is a record time for his derailing off mission, by the way, Fandango. Well done.
I don't know what you're talking about. Fandango has one mission. You punch things, Fandango tries to sleep with them. We're simple men, Brandon.
So we're looking for something wet and sticky.
Give me a couple of minutes, damn it, Klaus. I'll get there.
She laughs and says, yeah, we're going to eat first. And at that point, Klaus, if you could, roll, perception again.
Okay, that's my specialty.
Let's percept the hell out of it.
Klaus rolls another 10.
All right, that's middle grade. Let's say you notice around this female's neck is a necklace made of tiny little teeth of some kind. They're more like the size of a rodent's teeth.
Oh. I hug Ron Weasley Jeremy closer.
Called me right. Your tiny weasel.
Okay, so we have some choices here. She's offered to take you guys to eat. You could do that, or you could continue, or you could go on your search for what Footstool has asked you to do.
We could assume she's another harpy and be preemptive.
You cannot shoot her until I at least get to second base.
Oh my god.
Silas will get close to Brandon Thymaster and be like, so, what do you think, junior adventurer?
Oh my god, it's the Arrow of the Gods. I didn't recognize you.
I'm never far away from injustice.
You know, it's ridiculous, but for a moment I just thought you were Silas covered in mud. I feel stupid now.
Who?
It's okay, Arrow. We're never far from injustice either.
Yes, don't worry about your friend. He's safe.
That's good to know. But a friend is a strong word, but it's good to know anyway.
So do you want to follow her to where there are supposedly things to eat, or do you want to continue to explore?
Well, Fandango,
what's the last time we ate?
Real food or harpy dirt food?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're probably starving. Well, Klaus would like to follow her.
Fandango still thinks that eat is a euphemism for fucking, so... Know where he's going.
I'm just trying to think if my character has learned enough from our last experience to roll a sense motive here.
Go ahead. This one.
Yeah, I'll roll a sense motive.
You have to make a wisdom check against yourself.
Yeah, that's a sense motive check. I mean, if we were at all paying attention, we'd roll a sense motive, but there's a very good chance that I'm not paying attention.
Good thinking, junior adventurer. There's danger everywhere.
There you go. I want to impress the arrow of the gods, so I'm going to roll a sense motive.
You failed to impress the arrow of the gods.
Five asteroids, a very unimpressive six.
I'm impressed.
So you have no idea if she's honest, if she's going to lead you into a trap, but you decide to follow her a little bit farther into the jungle to see what's going on. And ahead of you, you start to hear the sounds of fighting. Let's see here if I have a little...
Fighting like they mean it, or fighting like that island of wrestling?
It's more like some crowd noises, small crowd.
Yeah.
Because they are small, and you come into a clearing.
Small crowd because they're all short.
You come into a clearing, and you see a group of like maybe 25 more people of similar height and build to this female who's led you here. And they are, it looks like a fighting school, actually. They're lined up in pairs. They're sparring. They've got some, a couple of them have swords. There's an older guy in the front who's leading them through exercises. But they really don't know. They really look like they don't know what they're doing. They're flailing with their swords and their spears. They look kind of pathetic.
So they fight like Fandinga. Fair enough.
Oh, it's some kind of bard martial arts school.
Yeah. These are my people.
The ones who are fighting, what weapons do they have?
They've got some wooden staves. Staves? They've got some short swords. And some are doing hand to hand.
The arrow of the gods, in an attempt to show them what a true hero can do, a true warrior, he's gonna take out his bow and he's gonna try to fire an arrow into the staff of one of the fighters.
Oh Jesus, this one didn't work.
Because God damn it, that's gotta be impressive.
Okay. The good news is they're probably not much better at combat than we are.
Okay, so let's say that the guy who looks like he's a little bit older, he's ahead of the crowd. He looks like maybe he could be an elder or an instructor. Let's say he has a staff, and that's the one that you're aiming at.
Yep, of course, if you're gonna make an impression, make it on the master.
Because if you're going to pick a fight with the one guy who probably can kick your ass.
Every time we get into a new situation, I think it's kind of Silas / the arrow thinks of a brand new, unexpected way to fuck it up, which we really should kind of see this coming by now, but it's always some kind of fresh angle he takes.
Yeah, it's like how many left fields are there? Because shit just keeps coming out of them.
All right, the arrow of the gods lines up his shot and lets fly, and rolls a 32.
He did not throw away his shot.
Oh, that's ace. The arrow of the gods is so cool.
The arrow of the gods lets loose an arrow. It flies through the air and lodges itself right into the upper part of the staff of the elder, and the arrow goes until it's still, and everyone in the whole crowd stares at the arrow of the gods and makes this simultaneous noise of awe.
That's right.
And
Are they all wearing? I am here to recruit you all into my army of justice.
And some of the some of the students on the edge of the crowd have bowed down and put their foreheads to the ground. And the elder comes forward to the arrow of God, the arrow of the gods, and says, "Ah, a messenger from our god, Gortag."
While I serve all the gods, I can't help but notice you're pronouncing Torag incorrectly.
He says, no, Gortag. It's you. You've come at last.
Oh, dear.
Apparently we're dealing with some truly backwards savages.
Yeah. It's just as well Silas isn't here. It wouldn't end well if Silas was here.
Yes. Fortunately, he's safe.
Yes, I'm glad he's safe somewhere else.
They take the Arrow of the Gods by the hand and lead him over to this area where there seems to be a huge roasting pit where there is already a huge roast on the spit that is going around and around. And it looks very tasty.
Is it weasel-shaped?
It's larger than a weasel.
Okay, good.
And Fandango also has been invited by the female to join the festivities. And there's lots of what looks to be a roasted pig cooking. And they serve up the food. And there's a lot of fruit. And one of the fighters in the school is also fascinated by Brandon because he has identified him as some kind of warrior and is asking for a demonstration of skill.
Junior warrior.
The hot pants gave it away, pal.
So, well, that's understandable.
So Fandango's eating barbecue is basically what we're saying.
You're at a luau.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
We call them a pig chicken.
Hour of the Gods looks over Fandango. He's like, so this is what adulation feels like. Strange.
Nah, bro, it's cool. Just wait till later when the sun goes down. We be grooving.
Brandon Firemaster gives a demonstration in that he just sort of stands there and points to himself.
And most of the citizens or the residents here are probably about waist to chest high, so they're in awe.
Oh, wow. These children are pretty cool.
Okay. Does the food look done?
Pink on the inside, roasted on the outside.
Are people eating?
Yes, everyone's eating.
All right. Klaus would like to join in the festivities and eat some food.
Somebody brings you what looks like a coconut cup full of clear liquid.
Sweet. I'll drink some. I'll let Ron Weasley Jeremy drink some as well, if he cares to.
It's fantastic that we've learned absolutely nothing from our previous adventure at all. You didn't even ask what was in that coconut, man.
No. The Arrow of the Gods is...
It was clear liquid.
The Arrow of the Gods has learned a great deal. He's going to wait before he drinks to see if Klaus dies.
That's very well. I'm going to write that down in my notepad under my junior adventure notes. See if Klaus dies.
I'm detecting a trap.
So it is very strong alcohol. It does not make you blind. And it does not make you deaf. It just makes you incredibly drunk.
Well, awesome. Passes all the tests and you can still see, you can still hear.
Can you still talk?
as much as any other time.
Oh, well then. Yeah. This stuff can't be that good.
Okay, so the small female stands up in the center of the crowd and introduces herself finally. She says her name is Minute. And she says she is a great fighter on this island. But they've never had a fight.
Well, that's okay, because I'm more of a lover than a fighter. And I've had plenty of loving.
And then let me guess, Fendigo wants to be a minute man.
I want to be your 60-minute man, baby. So why don't you just sit right back out here, have a little more barbecue, and then I'll go show you how we rub the sauce in later.
Brandon Firemaster will ask, why are you called Minute?
She has no explanation at this time.
All right. I thought there might have been some significance there, but apparently Fandingo's premature ejaculation is the only explanation.
Premature if I'm finished.
She does grin at you with a big toothy grin of black teeth.
Oh, good. That's a bit disturbing.
That'll hold the ejaculation off for a little while.
Yeah. So, are they like black teeth like rotted, or black teeth like they're supposed to be black? Because I'm not a racist.
They look like they've been painted black with maybe a dye or from something she's eaten.
All right, then.
I see a red shirt. Right, I want to paint it black. Girl.
Oh, God. You went there.
So she stands up. There's now a roaring fire going, and people are starting to eat and enjoy themselves, and some people are incredibly drunk, and some are falling asleep. And she decides she's going to tell a story. She's telling a story of their god, Gortag.
You're mispronouncing Toreg?
I think you're mispronouncing Gortex. Does your god insulate you against the cold?
Gortag provides everything. Gortag is their mountain god, she says. She says, our mountain god. Which makes you guys look around and notice something. Maybe you should do a little perception check.
Coming right up. Klaus already perceives these natives are idiots.
Klaus rolls his third 10 in a row for perception.
Hour of the Gods rolls a 9.
Hey, Brandon Firemaster rolls an 18.
And Fendinga rolls a 14 for percepting.
14, okay. So Brandon looks around as she's talking about her mountain god, Gortag, and notices, by chance, that this island has no mountain.
Okay, so that's stupid. I don't know, it seems like this might be impolite somehow to point out. Who do I know that's impolite? I give Klaus a nudge and say, Klaus, do you notice that there's not, in fact, a mountain at all?
Holy shit. No. Yeah, that's amazing. I have it revealed to me the lack of mountain I'm standing on.
I still can't tell when you're being sarcastic. Is this... Are you really amazed that there's no mountain? Or...
I was just going on my shitty perception check. but yes, you appear to be correct, Brandon Firemaster.
In the way that the roles panned out, Brandon is not sure if you're sarcastic or just deeply unperceptive.
So Minute says, no, there's a mountain god, and he's asleep right now. And he will awaken when the time is right.
It feels like there should be an erection joke here somewhere. Brandon Firemaster will step back and allow Fandingo to take center stage.
So if you're interested in mountain a god, baby, you just sit back down and we can work something out, I'm sure.
Brandon Firemaster applauds.
I got you, pal. And if anybody's interested in mounting a junior god, my friend Brandon over there could use some sweet, sweet loving.
Brandon Firemaster stops applauding.
So Minnit says, I'll take you to see the deep, deep tree.
You want to go see my what? Well, all righty then. Let's go see the deep, dick tree.
Deep, deep.
That's what I said.
She laughs and shows you her big smile with black teeth. Deep, deep. And she says it over and over until you
get annoyed.
Get annoyed.
Well, let's go. Let's go get to the dickin'.
Perhaps a dick dick tree will have something sticky for us to mend the boat with.
Oh, yeah, right. We're looking for sticky stuff. Klaus wants some sticky stuff. You think your dick tree's got any sticky stuff?
She says, oh, yeah, dick dick.
Yes.
Come on, Klaus, you can get all the dick you want to.
Then let's go get some tree protein for a footstool.
Brandon Firemaster will follow in the arrow of the gods lead.
Yes.
Despite his very obvious misgivings with this entire situation.
Klaus would like to take another coconut for the road.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Dick, dick, tree, here we come.
Arrow of the gods will warn his junior adventurer, keep your eyes open, the attack can come at any moment.
She says, yeah, deep, deep. So she leads you through the jungle, and there are some horrible bugs swarming around you, kind of like large mosquitoes. And you notice that the people who are covered with mud are protected from any mosquito bite.
What about the people who are covered with oil?
Bugs slide right off.
Excellent.
Is it okay if we just fucking wear clothes? For now? I mean, I guess I'm just fucking getting bitten by mosquitoes. And that's the only action I'm going to see tonight.
Oh, no, wait. Deek's coming. And she leads you through the jungle to this other large clearing where there's a very large tree inside of a fenced area. Around the fence are little, on the fence posts are little skulls. Look about the size of the might have been the donors for the tooth necklace she's wearing.
Are they weasel shaped?
Yeah, they are.
Hide your eyes, Rob. Just leave Jeremy. You don't need to see this.
And in the center of this fenced area is a large tree. It's probably about 15 feet around, maybe 25 feet tall. I mean, and the lowest branches are 25 feet tall.
It's a big fucking tree.
It's a huge tree.
Does
it bear fruit or anything?
There are fruits in the top of it.
Dick fruits?
The fruits are, let's see, they range from pink to black and in various sizes. And if you listen very closely, you hear the sound.
As I say, range from pink to black in various sizes. It sounds like, you know, like the contents of Fandango's backpack.
We call that the toy box, but yeah. I mean, whatever. And by the way, you masochistic bastard, I want my nipple clamps back.
Brandon Firemaster makes a mental note not to look in Fandango's pack.
Or under the Arrow of the God's breastplate.
So when the wind blows, And there's a slight rustling noise. You hear that same sound again. Sounds like maybe metal coins?
Money.
Whoa.
I approve of money.
Alright, well, Klaus would like to shoot his crossbow rope thing at a branch.
Okay.
His grappling hook.
They take us to their sacred tree, and you immediately shoot it.
I'm not shooting the tree. I'm grappling it, and it sounded like it had money in it.
I think I'm going to end up drinking an entire bottle of red wine out of a solo cup.
Nice.
She's refilled my glass twice.
So, okay, so all right, go ahead.
I was just going to make an attack, and you decide what I need to hit a branch with a grappling hook.
What kind of range do you have with the...
Doesn't matter. Natural one. Oh, wait, no, that does damage. The attack was 9.
9.
That all still right. sucks.
So you're standing at the
bottom of this tree. It's a 50-foot rope.
Okay. So you're standing at the bottom of this tree looking up at the fruit.
Missed the fucking tree.
The fruits, they're gently swaying, almost mocking you. And and you notice that the trunk of the tree is very smooth. There's no handholds on it if you were to try to climb it. The very the ridging is vertical, not horizontal, so there's no handholds. So go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask, did I grapple a branch?
With a 9?
Yes.
No, it missed.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
Reel my shit back in.
All right, Klaus, you wanna climb the tree? I think I might be able to help you, brother.
I'm winding my coil back in. What's Minute doing? What, and did she react to me shooting the tree at all?
She giggles.
Oh, okay. I see, there you go. Sacred tree.
She says, just wait. And so while you're standing there, one of the branches with a dark fruit, black fruit, dips down toward the ground.
Wow. Oh, this is some freaky shit right here.
And she reaches up and she takes hold of the fruit. And she says to you, cup and twist. And she cups the fruit and twists it. And it opens up in her hand and gives her a coin. Sweet. A nice gold coin.
And she said, now.
Yeah?
No, just impressed.
Just well? Okay.
Yeah.
And she says, we take these coins and throw them into the pit for a gore tag.
Where's the pit?
Where's this pit? More importantly, we should see if we can take a clipping of this tree.
You want to see the pit?
We want to see the pit.
God's sake, okay. Get your head in the game.
I kind of want to see your Sacred Valley, too, but there's a bunch of people around right now.
Is the fruit edible?
Yes. That's why her teeth are black. She eats the rest that is not the coin part.
Does it have seeds in it?
No, that was the coin.
The coin is a seed. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, even better.
So, is anybody going to try to climb the tree?
If we just throw Klaus in a hole and have him get the shit.
Actually, you know, considering Klaus's pathetic embarrassment, Power of the Gods is gonna try to shoot one of the fruit out of the tree.
Okay, all right. What color fruit are you going to aim for? There's anything from light pink to black.
Well, I have no idea when it comes to botany, so the pink annoys me.
Fucking homophobe.
Okay. Go ahead and roll, I guess, the attack.
All right, Arrow of the Gods shoots a 30 versus AC.
Wow, you roll really good when it doesn't count.
Okay, so you let loose an arrow, and it flies through the air. I'm not going to make a fippy arrow noise again. But it...
come on.
Okay.
Yay!
It hits a pink fruit exactly in the center and lodges in the fruit, and as soon as it strikes the fruit, you hear this ungodly scream. Like that.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
You like that? Feeling immersed.
This is fucking hell.
Arrow, what did you do?
Turns to Brandon. And you were saying about it not counting?
This got pretty David Lynch pretty quickly.
So now you're standing at the bottom, staring up at the fruit with the arrow of the gods' arrow lodged right through it, listening to that ball-shivering scream.
All right, if no one else is going to ask, I'm going to ask. Minute. Why is the fruit screaming?
And she looks aghast. She looks completely horrified. And she's got her hand over her black teeth covering her mouth. And she's wondering, why did you do that? You hurt the deek deek tree.
Does the deek deek tree worship Toreg?
The deek deek tree feeds Gortag.
Then that's why I shot it.
Minute, it's important to remember that sometimes the arrow's a dick.
I think this just proves that this is a tree of injustice.
I mean, a lot of the times he seems like this mysterious, dynamic stranger who's really cool. Sometimes he does remind me of a total dick.
It's just a thing. It happens. We're sorry. I mean, sometimes he's just a dick.
Yeah, I'm going to leap to the arrow because of defense. Like, he had a damn good reason for shooting that tree. I don't know what it is, but what I'm interested in is, why does the fruit scream? That's not usual.
Admit it is very, very disturbed, upset. She takes her little tiny arms and she tries to herd you out of the fenced area of the tree. And she says, We go to the pit now. I have to take this coin to the pit anyway. And she really want to get you away from the tree.
Well, I want to get away from all these weasel skulls.
Give the tree one last look and be like, next time.
If the Arrow of the Gods is allowing himself to be herded by the island child, then I will follow.
Just so we're clear, Arrow, I'm now not getting laid because of you.
Oh.
Okay, so Minute is going to lead you back away from the tree. She closes the gate with the little tiny rodent skulls lining the fence. And in her hand, she has the coin that she took from the black fruit earlier. And she says, we'll come back later. Hopefully the tree's not mad. And she seems to have a schedule that she's on.
Klaus, you worried? There's a lot of weasel skulls rolling around this joint. Does this bother you, pal?
A little bit.
Can it's we okay. still hear the tree screaming?
You know,
I've thought there should be a 90s grunge joke in here somewhere, but I just can't manage to get it.
You know, Klaus, if you need some help, I could maybe tuck your weasel inside my armor and protect it for you.
Wait, are you still hiding Silas's money in your underwear?
In my taint, yeah.
All right. I'll think about it.
All right. You know, just trying to help, brother.
Thank you.
So Minute has a gold coin in her hand, and she's staring at Klaus's weasel very suspiciously.
Oh man, she's noticed.
And she's gonna lead you toward through the jungle in the opposite direction now.
Don't touch my weasel, tiny lady.
And you see her fingering her little tooth necklace.
Well, sometimes it's just a tooth necklace. Jesus, that was close.
Yeah.
She takes you to this huge hole in the ground in a clearing of the trees. It's like maybe 30 feet across, and it's dark. You can't see the bottom of it. It's covered with trees around. And she holds up the gold coin, and she says some strange words which you don't understand, and she pitches the coin into the pit.
All right. Klaus's gaze is following the coin. Does it land? Is it a deep pit?
You hear nothing.
What do I see?
It's all black. You can't see a bottom.
Well.
You can't. There's no water that you could hear, so it's not possibly a well.
Does anybody have a torch?
Yes.
Light it up and throw it in.
Torches. Well, what the fuck do you think we are, plebeians? Come on. Fandingo will cast dancing lights and throw those in the pit.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, see?
That is fancy.
Throw a few dancing balls, drop them in the pit. Four glowing balls of light.
Very good. If Arrow of the Gods turns to Lake Brandon, you learn a thing or two from this one.
No, I'm not sure if I want to. That all sounds a bit suspect to me. Keep your balls out of my pit.
The dancing balls of light travel downward into the pit, and you all peer over the edge to see how far they go. And they get very, very small, very small, until you can't see them anymore.
Well, deep pit. That's a big hole.
I'd like to ask Minute, what's at the bottom of this giant hole?
Coins.
So,
Minute says.
Going.
Yeah. Bottomless pit. Minute says. That's where our mountain god, Gortag, sleeps. When the time is right, he will awaken. Hmm. And she grins her little black, toothy grin. And she says, very soon we have to go back to the Deek-Deek tree and get another coin.
What happens if we don't do that? I'm still a bit freaked out by that tree.
If it screams, we can kill it.
Is there water at the bottom of this great big hole?
No.
Bendigo gives a side eye to Klaus.
Just Gortag. Just Gortag, our mountain god. He's sleeping.
Klaus, how much money do you think is down there?
I don't know. A lot of money. I'm thinking about it.
How far do you think those
I got an idea. What if we... If we tossed a screaming fruit in there, it might wake up Gortag. That could be fun.
Yeah, but if like we tile our ropes together and you climb down, you could take the money and leave Gortag asleep, and maybe we don't get the shit beat out of us by a pissed off mountain god.
Or we could compromise and throw a screaming thief down the hole.
I'm thinking... The heir of the gods could jerk off the mountain god, and then we could have the sticky stuff we need to fix the boat.
Oh, I forgot about the sticky stuff.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Well, I forgot about that sticky stuff.
I mean, if God's splooge isn't going to fix a boat, nothing will.
Wait a minute, I'm going to take an intelligence roll for my I've noticed something. I'm just not sure if Brandon Fivemaster would have.
What do I know about God's splooge?
Okay. Go ahead. Do you have a do you have a theory?
Knowledge God's
splooge. I was about to say, have you got a plus one to God's splooge or something? It's like, no, I haven't got any special kind of.
I don't know, all that oil you've rubbed on yourself, you might.
Yes, actually, that's a good point. That's worthy of discussion. Hang on, so still, you tell how good I am is by how long it actually takes me to find my...
Benigo's going to make a knowledge religion check and see if he's ever heard of Gortag, the mountain god.
Okay, go ahead.
Fendigo rolls a 19.
Okay. He remembers suddenly that Gortag, the mountain god, was mentioned to him by another traveling bard at one point in his life as being backwoods, tiny deity, isolated to just these strings of islands, not known outside of these islands. Apparently, islanders have been known to sacrifice things to them.
Okay. Brandon Fivemaster rolled an 11. I think that's enough to put what we've already been told together. If Gortag is at the bottom of that pit, then why is the Arrow of the Gods his representative? What is the link there?
Minute says, the Arrow of the Gods has been sent here as Gortag's representative to help us awaken Gortag.
Well, we should throw him in the hole.
No, wait. He said immediately. I've heard of this Gortag, and sometimes they make sacrifices to Gortag. And you know what people sacrifice the most often? Virgins. Brandon, get in the hole.
Brandon's not going to get in the hole. Brandon's going to suggest that maybe they sacrifice weasels, because there's a lot of weasel skulls about.
Oh, shit, that makes a lot of sense. And frankly, if we throw the weasel in, Klaus will jump in after it, so it's like a twofer.
He is very attached to his weasel.
Keep your hands off my weasel.
Arrow of the Gods doesn't see any point in waking up. There's no doubt Toreg's, idiot redheaded stepchild.
But I do like how we immediately all decided to sacrifice each other in some way. it's a real bond in this team. Thanks, guys.
Fandango's going to make a handle animal check to see if he can lure Ron Weasley Jeremy into jumping into the pit.
Okay. Oh, God.
This is disturbing imagery we've got going on.
You know something to hell with it. Arrow of the Gods will shoot an arrow straight down the pit.
Fandango rolls a 15 for a handle animal check.
All right.
Does Ron Weasley Jeremy resist? How do you measure his?
He's not actually handling the animal. I'm handling the animal.
I'm not actually. Yeah, I'm not touching this dude's weasel.
All right. I'm gonna whisper to Ron Weasley Jeremy. If he touches you, bite him in the nuts.
Yeah, no, there's no touching of the weasel going on. I'm just kind of trying to
okay.
talk the weasel into jumping. you know, talk about how shitty his life is, tell him as much as people love him. You know, Klaus says you're never going to amount to anything as far as weasels go. You should just jump.
That's not true, Ron. It's the Jeremy. Your real mom is at the bottom of this hole. That's potentially true.
What happens when Shithead sends an arrow down into the hole?
Okay, you shot your arrow. You shot another arrow down there. Are you going to get stupendous aim again?
Almost certainly not, but...
Oh, I bet you don't.
Oh, actually, a 32 AC. If that god's down there, I'm killing it. Which kind of goes against my purpose, but for this, in this case, this is not Torek, so who gives a shit?
No, that's completely in character.
Okay, so the arrow of the gods.
Let's Silas.
Another arrow down into the pit. And it goes, travels down, 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 disappears from his sight. And you wait. You wait. And suddenly.
Oh, shit.
Did you shoot Bjorg in the ass? That sounded like you shooting Bjorg in the ass.
And the ground under your feet trembles.
Now that's how you wake up a god.
All right. Well, Klaus would like to make a stealth check to hide.
Well, you won't have to. You won't have to try very hard.
31.
This whole place is around the pit is jungle, with lots of foliage, big broad leaves, so it's very easy to hide.
Fandango's going to hide behind Minute.
Hide behind Minute?
Yes.
Brandon would like to turn to Minute with a big smile on his face and say, you see, the arrow of the gods is, your representative of Gortag has done as he was bid.
The prophecy has been fulfilled.
Yeah, whatever that prophecy may have been, we nailed it.
We got you, Faye.
But Minute looks very frightened. And she looks distraught and scared, and you hear a tone, like a bell.
Lean over the hole while this is happening, and just kind of shout out real quick, nice shot, Klaus!
And Minute says, we've got to get back to the deep tree. We need another coin. We need another coin, or are we all dead?
We don't need another coin. We woke up your god. That's what we're here for. Now give us his sticky excretions, and we'll be on our way.
And she says he's supposed to wake up on his own when the time is right. Now he grouchy.
Well, you probably should have explained that first.
I hate to say it, but he's not wrong. I mean, we weren't really very clear.
So Minute takes off running.
Well, I'm hiding behind her. I'm right behind her.
In the general direction of the big tree again.
All right, fine. I guess we'll follow.
I'll follow the arrow to God's lead.
Klaus, as long as they're going to go get a coin and come back, Klaus is going to hang out in his hiding place by the hole and see what happens.
Okay. All right. You split the party?
Always. At every opportunity.
I rolled a 31. I don't want to let that go.
All you had to do was move behind a tree.
I am getting the most out of this stealth roll that I can.
That's right.
We're going to have to cut down this tree and bring it and Klaus back to Lincoln at the boat.
We like neither the tree nor Klaus that much.
Okay. So most of you are back at the tree, and Minute is saying, we need a coin. How do we get a coin now? It's not time. We need a coin.
You're asking us. You fucking live here.
Okay. Brandon Flymaster will spring into action and climb the tree.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. What kind of skill do you have on that?
I'm taking a pee break. I'll be right back.
That's why I stayed behind.
Yes.
And why I went behind the tree.
He's going to go pee in the pit.
We can leave that in edit. That's some classic canon.
He is going to go pee in the pit.
You can roll a climb.
A climb? Think,
impress the arrow of the gods with my initiative. Yeah, I'm going to climb up a tree. I've got climb, in fact, yeah. I've got pretty good on climb, actually. This should just be fine. And Brian Firemaster rolls a 25.
All right. So you walk over to the tree. Very, very confident. And you wrap your arms, your hands on the bark, which is very slippery, with only these kind of, vertical grooves.
I sincerely doubt the bark is as slippery as Brandon.
That's a good point. Do you have a minus for the oil? No, I'm kidding. It's okay.
That's a valid question. I'd like to think that he's accustomed to being oily enough to quite compensate for it. But that's entirely up to you as a dungeon god.
All right. So he manages to climb, let's say, about 6 feet up. But the tree is so intensely slippery that he slips back down. However, on the way back down, the tree seems to shudder. And some liquid pours down the bark, down the trunk.
This seems inappropriately sexual from Brandon's... He shouldn't be slipping up and down a greasy pole while it shudders and leaks fingers. He tags in Fandinga. This seems like more his speed.
Well, that definitely feels like someone's going to make fan art of that.
I'm out. Somebody else examine those secretions.
Somebody going to check it out?
Oh, fine. Step aside, junior adventurer. The hour of the gods fears no arboreal excretions.
You perchance have a bucket?
No, but I have a quiver.
All right.
Stick one finger in this excretion and see what it's like.
How are you going to test it?
I said stick a finger in it.
Right. That's about as scientifically advanced as we get.
And then pull that finger out.
It's very gooey and sticky.
Oh.
Turn to the others. It is gooey and sticky and potentially evil.
Brandon Thymaster jerked off a tree.
Well, we've all got our special abilities.
And Minute shouts, very excited, "More! Do it again!"
But I'm not just your tree-humping slag, lady. Fandango, jerk off this tree. I'm just trying to think of, I've got a container for this, but even that feels mucky somehow.
So Brandon sliding around on the tree has managed to produce approximately a small handful of sticky stuff.
Let's face it, this is not the first time, Brandon Thymaster has had this effect on something.
Okay, if I've put together the if I've put two and two together and realized that we need this sticky stuff, despite how unpleasant the method of extraction and uncomfortable the connotations may be, I'm going to empty out one of my water skins and fill it with tree goop.
Fandango is going to run back to the to where we ate,
mm-hmm.
and grab up 3 or 4 coconut shells and come back.
Excellent.
Now that he remembers that his mic was muted for the past 3 minutes when he's been saying, where's the goddamn coconut shells?
I think it's hilarious. We got this entirely damaged ship and we're going to come back with like a pint of this stuff. I'd be like, here.
I've got 2 water skins, so yeah. I hope you guys realize I'm sacrificing my olive oil for this.
And your dignity.
Well, the olive oil.
I'm back with the coconut jugs.
Okay. So you're standing at the base of the tree, and you have a small handful, and you put it maybe in one of the water skins. Okay, are you going to try? You're going to try to get more?
Oh, it's what the people want, isn't it? Brandon Fivester, resignedly closing his eyes with a small tear of despair weeping down his face. It's a tree, so it doesn't invalidate his vow of celibacy, but still, it's the principle of the man. He begins to scramble up the tree again.
Just hump the tree and think of England, Brandon.
Yeah, as erotically as he can, which is pretty erotically, so.
Part of being a junior adventurer is making sacrifices.
The penultimate sacrifice.
Jesus Christ, dude, don't put that on your brochure.
In the meantime, quite a crowd has gathered.
This is not how I wanted this to be.
To watch the muscular man in golden hot pants hump the tree.
Brandon sees that people are now looking at him and embraces it. And pole dances that tree. like a reluctant single mother. Reluctant but dedicated to her son's education.
Oh, guys, don't tell Klaus about this when he comes back. He'll be heartbroken.
So the tree shudders, and a lot more of the substance comes flowing down the trunk. In addition, a couple of the darker fruits on branches have drooped low, and they're low enough. There are 3 of them. And they're low enough to grab.
Are they putting coins in Brandon's hot pants?
The branches?
I'll work the trunk. You guys grab the fruit.
Is Fandango back with the cups yet?
Yes.
All right, then yeah. I'm going to pass off some cups, and then I'm going to go over and cup and twist one of the fruits. Because that's how the lady told me she liked it to be handled.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Cup and twist.
Cup and twist.
So, I'm going to throw my other water skin to Silas so he can fill it.
Okay.
And nobody catches it because Silas is not here.
I'll be the heir of the gods, obviously.
I will diligently fill up the wine skin with
treacherous.
Yeah.
You can call it that.
I mean, what else you got?
So the fruit that Fandango has cupped and twisted has opened up and presented him with 2 gold pieces.
Sweet.
And Minute says, oh, you have to eat the fruit.
Is this going to make my teeth go black?
She said, don't worry about it. It's good.
Is this going to make my teeth go black?
She just grins at you with her big, black, toothy grin.
I'm not eating this shit if it's making my teeth go black. I got standards, lady.
You've definitely eaten worse.
But it didn't make my teeth go black.
Once they go black, I was like, oh.
Can I just like throw your teeth into the pit or something instead of eating the fruit?
Throw Minute's teeth?
Or
throw
yeah, why the, not?
Her teeth not, next?
Okay.
Fuck, I don't care. I just don't want to eat the shit and make my teeth okay. go black.
That's fine.
I'm asking. I'm not, like, telling her I'm going to knock her teeth out.
Well, you kind of are. I don't think there's a way you can phrase that that doesn't sound like I'm going to knock your teeth out from into a hole. I don't, well, actually, no, you've got a charisma score, so maybe right, you can spin it.
Bluff check, baby.
She just laughs. She thinks you're joking.
Good. As long as you're not trying to kill me and I'm not eating the thing that makes my teeth turn black.
All right.
Because I'm just pocketing 2 gold. And
there are 2 more fruits dangling within reach.
Cupping and twisting.
And meanwhile,
the next one.
Brandon has been dutifully pole dancing the deek-deek tree. And
we'll have to make sacrifices, Fandango.
You have got the sacrifice thing rocking, pal.
Are Brandon and the tree now smoking a cigarette together?
And you've managed to collect enough of the sticky substance to fill the coconut cups and the what is it, water pouch, water skin.
And the pissed off mountain god still isn't awake?
No. There's no further rumblings. Klaus, how about a perception check from your hiding point? How about a perception check?
Okay. Here it comes. Alright. Klaus rolls a natural 20.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit, my coconut's empty.
It's about all we usually perceive.
He drank so much he's in another plane of perception. He is looking around. Klaus is looking around the edge of the pit, and he sees behind some vines and some leaves a stone, what looks to be a stone wall, but it has some engravings on it. Has a big circle, what looks like maybe a fist or a hand in the middle. And that's all.
It's the temple of the many fists. Well, I guess I'll go check that out. Where is this?
It's by the side of the pit. It's been hidden behind this big overgrowth of vines and branches and tree leaves.
All right. Do I hear any gods angrily pulling arrows out of their asses?
The pit has been surprisingly silent after that first rumbling and the shaking of the ground.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'd like to get a closer look at this fisting wall.
Is there anything that we can't just make dirty?
Well, not yet.
Good.
Okay. So Klaus has gone over to this wall. He scraped away the vines. He sees a circular formation. He's kind of like checking it out. He's getting his little sidekick to maybe sniff around or whatever weasels do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be moving. You can't move it. It's just a wall. Nothing. And you even smack it a couple of times. Nothing happens. Well, maybe it's just instructions.
What if I fist bump the fist picture on it?
Okay. Go. You try that. Nothing happens.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. All right.
How big is this thing?
It's probably 2 feet. The outer circle is about 2 feet. The emblem in the center is probably as big as your hand.
And this is like, and that's is it like a table or something, or
It's a wall. It's like a carving on a wall.
Okay, okay.
Too big to steal.
I know. I was looking for something I could steal. But, all right, I'll continue playing with this and, I guess, come back to me if I have an idea.
Okay. All right. All right. Back at the tree. Brandon has completed his dance and, abject humiliation. And you've collected enough gooey substance to fill all of your containers. There's still two fruits that haven't been picked, even though they're low down.
Oh, I'm going to go cup and twist again.
Okay.
All right. Like we did last summer.
All right. The second one that you harvest has 5 gold pieces in it.
Hell
and
yeah.
Minna is totally astounded. She's only seen one at a time. She said, this never happened.
You got to know how to stroke it, baby. You know, if we hang out a little later, I can show you a thing or two.
The true pros get paid more.
Just imagine how much the tree wants to donate to the Temple of Many Fists right now. Let's go cup and twist the last one.
Okay. And the third one that you harvest has 3 gold pieces in it. And Minute, though, really wants at least one of them so she can throw it in the pit.
That's fine. I'll give her 1 gold piece. I still have all of Silas's money.
All right. So she says, we have to take this to the pit immediately.
What's this wee shit? Why don't you go up there and tell our ugly friend with the weasel to meet us back on the boat? Because we're going to give the tree jizz back to Toadstool.
Yeah. This tree probably needs a nap anyway.
Brandon looks like he could use a cigarette and maybe some salve for his inner thighs, because you have been humping a tree for like the past 30 minutes.
I don't like the fact that everyone's looking at me at the moment, so I'm following Minute.
Okay.
All right. Klaus,
the walk of shame.
Klaus probably has to pee right now, so I'm just going to see if that does anything with the wall.
He's gonna pee on the wall. This is not a door. It's a wall. Okay.
Dude, you got a pit right next to you.
Wait, hold on a second. Yeah. Wait. If it was a door. All right. No, you're referring to something else. Okay.
Yes.
I was gonna say.
Okay.
You're supposed to be outdoors.
You're not really supposed to pee on a lot of things, but it doesn't stop you.
All right.
Should I roll an attack? Or
the attack of the golden shower, yes.
If you nat 1, that just means you're pissing all over yourself.
That happened with the bowl.
It did. I
have
to wash
you.
Did you roll?
Oh, you seriously want me to roll an attack? Okay. Give me a minute.
She's listened to the show enough to know that you failed to shit in a bowl.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. I guess that's a ranged attack.
Short range, but
ranged. Yeah. No, that was a perception. All right, I rolled a 12. Klaus rolls a 12 to piss on a wall.
Okay, so that's a medium level peeing job.
Wait, 13, you're within 30 feet.
You get a bonus.
Okay. Not necessarily.
All right, so you hit the wall.
Yes.
And and the vines curl back and wither and die and reveal the rest of the wall, which has some ornate...
This was the secret.
It has some ornate carvings and what looks to be some warnings, maybe. And,
don't piss on the wall.
Whatever you do, don't pee here.
But still, the pit is very calm, quiet. There's no rumblings from the pit.
So, all right, well, can I read the warnings or make heads or tails of the symbols? Should I make a linguistics check?
Yes, that'd be great.
All right, Klaus rolls a 9.
You have no idea what it says other than some scary-looking types of do not do not do this or that. Do not anger the god, Gortag.
So, but we've already done that.
Not very helpful.
So don't shoot the sleeping god in the butthole with an arrow. Right, got it.
So meanwhile, Minute has come running back up the path with a gold coin in her hand, and she has Brandon with her, and is that it?
Yeah, Fandango's off chilling. He's taking the jizz-filled coconuts back to the boat.
Okay, and where's the arrow of the gods? What's he doing?
You know, he's kind of interested in this god thing, so he'll follow Brandon, his junior adventurer. You know, as he's walking, tell him, it's okay, sometimes you have to do these things. It's all part of wearing the cape.
Fandango gets halfway back to the boat, realizes no one has come with him. He's like, oh, well, fuck, I got nobody to play for it, except the goblin. All right, I'll go up the hill.
Okay.
I leave the cups of jizz halfway on the side of the road or whatever.
Brandon Firemaster makes himself feel better by imagining what kind of badge you'll get as a junior adventure for jerking off a tree.
You put that one on the back of the sash so nobody can see it.
On the front, real low.
Alright. So they all reach the pit again, and Minute tosses the coin into the pit, and again you wait for the sound of a landing, and there is none. And she looks very nervous. There's rumbling from the pit again. The ground shakes a little bit, and she's concerned. She says, we didn't throw in all the coins.
Damn right we didn't. We're not stupid, lady.
trust me. I, as the arrow of the gods, I'm knowledgeable about these things. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Is Klaus going to share anything about the writing on the wall with the rest of the party?
Yeah, guys, look at this. More than that, you have to touch the, you got to feel this texture of this wall.
Fandango feels at about head height on the wall, where no one with a 9 or no one with a 12 is ever going to pee high enough.
Okay.
Let's see. Fandango will roll a 17 for linguistics to see if he can read that.
17, okay. And it says, only the most worthy person can touch the emblem to awaken the god.
Get out of the way!
You know, if I'm asked to take a step forward there, but steps back to let the heir of the gods go in his stead.
Since Fandango's literally right there, he's going to slap his hand on the emblem.
Does everybody just automatically put their hand on the emblem?
Pretty much. Egotistical fucks that we are.
Klaus is really enjoying this because, yeah, that's where I spent most of the piss.
Huh. This emblem's damn.
Unworthy piss.
All right, so Fandango touches it and nothing happens except his hand gets wet.
Nothing happens. And luckily for you, this whole place smells really bad, so you don't notice anything horrible on your hand.
Yeah. And he drops it off on the arrow's cloak anyway.
In his other disguise, the arrow of the gods shared a body with Klaus. This is nothing fucking new. So he will touch the emblem, knowing that he alone is worthy.
And nothing happens.
Well, it's not Toreg, so fuck this.
Brandon Firemaster wasn't really paying attention to what Fandango said, but he heard the word worthy and just automatically put his hand on the symbol.
All right. Excellent. And the symbol shakes. Whoa. And starts to illuminate.
I warmed it up for you there.
Wow, yeah. I'm having some heck luck kind of making inanimate objects shake.
How big is this guy? Is that tree his dick?
I wonder what's going to come out of this one.
Yeah.
Minute. Looks very upset, but scared. Scared, upset, but hopeful. And she looks at the emblem, which is glowing and shaking, and the ground is starting to shake.
Arrow of the Gods will turn to her and be like, in your last moments, would you happen to, like, you know, maybe want to convert to Toreg?
While a different god is coming out of a hole.
Random Firemaster just turns around and says, I have this effect on stuff. This is just another day at the office, lady.
So the ground is shaking. The rock is glowing.
Yes.
What do y'all think are the odds that we're all about to die?
Well, yeah. We do have a boat waiting for us.
Yeah, I'm thinking we fuck off back to the boat. I've got a lot of experience running from angry husbands and fathers, and this feels a lot like those kind of situations.
And as a servant of the gods, generally speaking, waking them up is kind of, you know, job well done.
Yeah, we've woken up your god. We're done here. Our work here is done. You guys hang out, meet your god.
At this moment, you start to hear water from the pit.
Yeah.
It's coming closer. The pit is slowly filling up with water.
Fandango puts a hand on Klaus's shoulder. Do not jump in.
Don't put your hand on my shoulder.
A little bit of the water has come to the edge and is starting to seep out over your shoes. But also, coins are being shoved up out of the water.
Alright. Klaus would like to start collecting.
As put Fandango.
Yeah. That whole fearing for your life thing didn't last long, did it?
What's the fun of being alive if you're poor? We could be writers for that.
You managed to grab a handful each before the water abruptly starts to subside in a swirling motion.
It's like a toilet backed up.
It is. A toilet. And the water swirls in a
toilet. We are immersed in a toilet.
And starts to suck everything into it. The land. Minute. Dirt? Yep.
I think we run.
The vines.
Oh, yeah. We definitely run.
Yeah, I'm running. So.
Where did you guys
How many gold pieces did I get?
How big is your hand? Let's see, about 10.
10, all right.
Oh, I should roll. Wait.
I've gotten another message from the gods, and they want us to be elsewhere.
Where did you guys leave the little containers of goo?
On the side of the path, halfway down to the ship.
Way down to the ship.
So, like, not close to where we are.
Not close. Okay. So the huge pit has turned into this enormous flushing sinkhole, whirling, eddying, and it takes everyone in. You're not going to sustain any damage. Don't worry.
Not like we could stop it.
But the entire island, all the little pygmy people have been sucked in. That wonderful pink slippery tree with its nasty little fruit has all been sucked in. And you are flushed out into the ocean. Next to your ship. Huh. And you're looking up at your boat. And Footstool is looking down at you. Thinking, there's no way you could have completed your task.
Hey, buddy.
Is the island still there, or is the island gone now?
The island is gone.
What about the native? What about the natives? Are they swimming around with us?
They're gone.
Oh, well. They've gone to a better place.
Did Brandon at least keep his water skins full of...
Yeah, I've still got my two full water skins.
Oh, excellent. In that case, Footstool will throw you a rope.
Mission accomplished.
The Arrow of the Gods will duck down beneath the water, and Silas Kane pops out.
God damn it. You're back.
Well, it's time to get back on the ship.
Who managed to grab a handful of coins?
Fending.
I think we all did.
Yeah. You each get 10.
Awesome. 10 gold coins. So and somehow...
Put those with the rest of your coins?
Yeah, oddly enough, even though Silas wasn't with you on the island, he hands you 10 coins. Here, hold this if you don't mind.
No problem, buddy. I got you.
That's weird.
I guess when the Arrow was leaving, he just, like, told you to let me hold on to those for you, huh?
It was a gift from Toreg.
Even better.
Wherever the Arrow is going, I'm sure he'll return when we need him most. I don't know. What did the Emblem flush the god away? Did I just flush a god away?
You did.
I think you flushed an entire society away.
Right.
You so should write that in your notebook. That counts as
yeah. I'm definitely writing that in the notebook.
Genocide.
You punched a pea-covered wall. That's inanimate.
But, you know, in kind of a knock-on effect, I punched an entire civilization.
You punched an entire race into extinction.
Yeah. So how's that translated to experience points?
I don't know, but you're fucking Stalin, bro.
Okay, well, that's going in a notepad. That's a victory of sorts. 10 gold and an atrocity.
My 10 gold and Silas's 10 gold. Doesn't get much better than that.
That's weird. Is this Footstool actually going to let us on the boat? Presumably he's been listening to this.
Yes, he will.
All right, so we're back on the boat.
I'll hand him the water skins.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished. Just don't ask what we had to do for this. An entire civilization, but mostly my pride. So, and you owe me some olive oil. Or a suitable lubricant. Yeah, I look into Footstool's eyes and say, you owe me some lubricant.
Footstool welcomes you back on the boat. Doesn't give you anything to dry off with, but he takes your pots of sticky stuff and is quite satisfied for the time being that the ship can be repaired, and then you sail off toward your next adventure.
Woo! Woo! Yay, Emily.
All right.
Y'all survived. I'm impressed.
That was a weird adventure.
A big thanks to Emily for coming out and being a guest DM for us. We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, cheers, Emily.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
That was great.
Hopefully she'll stick around to do some of the questions with us as we move into the Q&A portion, which you can be part of at home. We record these pretty regularly, and we always let you know when we're doing the live blog at facebook.com/authorsanddragons, where you can ask questions of us to answer on the air. Or maybe Bevan will tell you to go fuck yourself, like last episode. We're an all-service facility here. Yeah. Rick, do you want to take us into the questions?
Sure. Our friend Brandon, different Brandon, obviously not as cool of a Brandon, asks, will the entire crew dress up in character for a flexing contest at Con Carolina's, And if so, who will be responsible for oiling sinews in a respectful fashion?
You know it's sinews, right?
Whatever.
I don't think I got caught up
on the oiling part.
I bet you did.
Yeah, so I'm right out on the oiling bit, just laying that out there. But, you know, we'll have fans in attendance, so maybe if you donate enough to the GoFundMe, which is still active and has now shifted to paying for our bar tab, then maybe Steve will let you oil his sinews.
Yeah, I think I'm fine with that. Yeah, pay money to oil Steve up. We'll accept cash at the door. You don't even have to. We'll have it at the table.
You know, we can have one of those dunk tanks, except it's filled with baby oil.
I think you're gonna have to sign a waiver.
I think that's a lot of prep work too, because then you got to get it out of there. I think we're just, you know, bring your own oil.
Yeah,
and
it's
money.
BYOO. It's definitely bring your own oil.
God, this is going to be such a weird con.
Not really. It's not really that weird. Oh, wait. Maybe. I mean, I guess I do a lot more cons.
I tell you what, if anyone can convincingly cosplay as any character from the Authors and Dragons podcast, then I'll give them some free stuff. But not in a sexual way. Definitely put that in there.
I mean, Brandon Thighmaster, you got to stay in character. We're with you.
Yeah. He's taking a vow of celibacy.
Don't cosplay as a tree.
Don't cosplay as a tree. Unless you're doing R.K. Milhon's redneck tree, who's come to get revenge on Steve.
If you cosplay as a lightning squid, then we'll all give you free stuff. Still not in a sexual way. Would work.
Yeah,
me too.
Randomly allocated free stuff.
April asks, if you could undo one decision made by you or another character in the game so far, what would it be? And joining the group in the first place doesn't count.
Nothing. I love you beautiful shit shows. I wouldn't change a goddamn thing.
Me either.
Yeah, the comedy writes itself, so...
Our entire campaign is based on bad decisions. If we'd started fucking with that, the magic would be lost.
It'd just be a D&D game.
I mean, for a while I would have probably said I wouldn't have taken a break, but if I hadn't taken a break, we wouldn't have gotten Steve. Hmm. So, fuck that noise, we need Steve.
The universe has a plan for us all.
And we will fuck that plan right in his ear hole.
All right. Well, here's one for you, John.
Uh-oh.
Eric asks, do any of you have a Patreon account? He wants to know if there's another way for them to show their support for such high quality entertainment.
Did one of us start a fake Facebook account and write that question?
No, but I should do that next time. Yes. At least one of us. Drew, don't you have a Patreon too, don't you?
I do. Patreon.com/superpowers.
Yeah, and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/JohnHartness, where you can get, for various pledges, you can either get your name in books, get free books. If you want to pay enough money, I will record an audio clip for your voicemail in any one of my characters that you want, including as Fandingo. So... if you pledge enough on Patreon, I'll report it as anybody else's character too, but it won't sound right because my standard British is awful.
Anybody else?
Yeah,
Emily?
I have a Patreon.
No, I don't. I have a freaking day job.
old school Patreon.
Well, also, Rick and Bevan sell a lot of autographed print books on their websites if people want to. I mean, I sell a few. So you can go to our websites and buy shit in print and we'll sign it for you. If you go to Bevan's website, he'll tell you what a pain in the ass you are for wanting him to go to the post office.
And Bevan draws some really good dicks on his books.
I just draw dicks on
Joe. Requested. All right. Here's actually a pretty good one. Scott asks, would any of you guys team up to write a series together?
No.
I'm not ruling it out. But,
I just don't work that way. I've tried it once or twice with different friends of mine, and it's not a style of writing that works for me. I'm a solitary, kind of plot it out and do it guy.
He's a lone wolf.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really work that way. So I would be happy to work on a joint project where we each contributed a story or a novella or something. But as far as teaming up to write a book together, that's not my scene.
I'm actually working on my first co-authored book right now. It's not bad. I mean, I think if you find somebody who has a similar style and you're both willing to like give a little bit, like, you know, it's not a total ego play of the book has to be exactly how I want it. I think it could work. I know I'm like, I don't have any ideas off the top of my head, but you know, if the right person, like, you know, asked and we brainstorm something, I don't have an issue with it. It's just nothing planned at the moment.
Yeah. I never really know. So sorry, after you, mate.
I just said I'm right there with you. I'm done. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fair. I never really know where my books are going to go anyway, so I quite like writing in kind of team environments, or just, you know, seeing where it goes. It always turns out to be either a kind of a developmental challenge or it usually turns out better than I expect. So it's fun. I like writing with other people.
And most of us start off as pretty developmentally challenged. So.
My spouse is a writer too. He writes contemporary fantasy, but I don't think I could write with him because I can't even sit next to the guy when he's eating chips. I want to murder him.
I feel like I'm kind of with Rick. Like, I think it would be interesting in the right context, but it's, I don't know, it's never something I've really pursued. Like, I might try it for like a really small project, like a short story, but I don't know that I would commit necessarily to a book off the bat, let alone a series, unless Neil Gaiman is listening to this, in which case, fuck yeah, I'm game, buddy. You name the book.
I'll offer the downside here. I tried this maybe about a year or two back, and I have like 60,000 words of like story that's pretty good sitting on my hard drive that I can't use anymore because the other guy kind of just like dropped off the face of the planet. I was like, no, I don't like the direction this is going.
Yeah.
So.
But I will happily be the 8-point font on the cover of a James Patterson book.
You and all the other slag writers. You hear that, James Patterson? You're a slag.
And I'm okay with being a slag. Goddamn right I am. But as long as I'm a well-paid slag.
I told him. With his millions of dollars.
I know he's sitting there listening to this podcast with tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
Another Con Carolinas one. You know, Jeremy wants to know if we're going to have any new A&D merchandise at Con Carolinas.
Well, this is, question, I believe, the first time it's been mentioned.
Something we probably should have thought about. Yeah, but clearly
have. None of us got to bring A&D merchandise to this con, did we?
I'll tell you what, though, if people want to order A&D t-shirts off the T Public store, we'll be happy to autograph Authors and Dragons t-shirts at the convention.
That's a pretty awesome idea. If you come to the convention, we'll sign any goddamn thing you want.
Yeah,
as long as it's not too wet to write on.
And the only way to get the button packs is either contribute to the GoFundMe or turn up at the con, where there should be some flying about. So there will be some button packs, I should think.
Well, I think compared to the last con we went to, in which we had no A&D merchandise, there will absolutely be new A&D merchandise compared to our last trip. All right, well, that's going to wrap us up for this session. Again, thanks so much to Emily. Emily, is there anything you'd like to plug while you're here?
I have a brand new audiobook out. It's for my fantasy book, Unmasked, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Okay, go pick up Unmasked by E.M. Kaplan and enjoy it. And as for the rest of us, we will be here in the next session with our final guest GM for the guest GM special. But till then, we'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Authors and Dragons is brought to you under a Creative Commons license, meaning you are free to share this material so long as credit is given to the original creators, which is us, the people who are playing it. The opening music, Take a Chance, and closing theme, Master of the Feast, are both credited to Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and also used under a Creative Commons license.